Good morning, those of you from Harbor of Joy. This is Pastor Tim talking to you live on this Friday. We're recording this on Friday, and hope that you are tuned in and that you might have a little bit of an echo as you listen to this recording, but you know, we're not perfect, but we do the best that we can to keep you informed. I do want to let you know about some of the things that you might be interested in, just a little update as we stay in touch in this way for who knows how long, but at least for the next another week or so. But we'll let you know when things change and we can get back together again. And won't that be a good thing, when we can actually get together in the sanctuary and get beyond this coronavirus that's been happening all over the world. I do want to let you know that we don't have to mow our lawns this week. We had a nice snowstorm on Thursday night, and so if you got your lawnmowers ready, just put them back. Don't even worry about it, or let them be. But I do want to let you know that people we can be praying for is Terry Dirk's dad down in Texas. Just keep him in your prayers. There's Curtis Jazz, who is recovering from a rotator cuff surgery on his shoulder. And Marlene, his wife, has just lost her sister here not too long ago. So if you want to send a card, something to do, I would highly suggest that you would do that or give a phone call. Just let them know that you care and are praying for them. Jeff Kyle, Jeff Kyle. He would like to be back here at the end of the month, but it sounds like they might be closing the border down by in the Mexico area, and so we're not real sure if he's going to make it back across the border or not. But we'll see him hopefully next month if things work out for him, or later this month, and he can tell us what he all went through and had to deal with as well. Like I said before, there is no services here at the church until further notice. So those are basically announcements that we have here this week. And you can always call the church office and talk to Charlie or talk to me. And if our phones are busy or we're on the phones with someone, just call back later or leave a message. Or use a cell phone, leave a message as well. So we'll just try to make the best of this as we can. So with that said, I just want to have a word of prayer before we listen to the message here today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a time that is really, it's kind of strange and awkward in a lot of ways, because I'm in the sanctuary and there's just Charlie in front of me. And this is just a time where we don't understand a lot of things. But we do pray, Lord, for the doctors and the nurses and the healthcare professionals that really cannot get away from what is going on. And we are kind of dealing with an enemy, Lord, that we cannot see. And we don't know where it's at. And we are just kind of told to remain away from people and to do the best that we can for the next couple of weeks and see what happens in our country before things can get on as usual, which we're not sure what usual or normal is anymore. But Lord, we can always unite our hearts together and to come to you and pray, because we acknowledge that you know everything and that there's no one else to turn to in times like these. We are grateful, Lord, that we are encouraged by our president and others in high places in this country that are asking people to pray and to come together, as long as it's not in groups of more than 10, to be able to pray and ask the Lord to be a part of what is taking place here, and that we can conquer this fear that is out across our land and the lives of people, and know that the victory will be won through his son, Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we pray for those that are listening to this recording that you would be with them as well through all of this. It definitely is not something any of us has asked for or even wanted, but here we find ourselves in a predicament that is needful for asking you to be close to us through all of this. And so we just ask these things, Lord, in Jesus' name. The message today is one I just thought about here through the nights this past week. And I just want to start by saying that you've heard about Culver's. It has an advertisement that says, "Welcome to Delicious." Well, and what has happened this past week, I say, "Welcome to craziness." It's our lives have changed dramatically because of the coronavirus. And there are a lot of unknowns at this time. I don't want to sound like a TV evangelist, but to maintain our current ministry operation, some have asked, well, what's the church going to do? And so that's why I'm going to say this. I don't really want to say it, but I just want you to know where things are at. But we do need your financial support, even though we are not able to worship together. You can send your offering or your tithe to Harbor of Joy and put on the envelope on the outside in care of Treasure and P.O. Box 464, Milford, Iowa, 51351. So Harbor of Joy in care of Treasure, P.O. Box 464, Milford, Iowa, 51351. We will continue to record the Lenten and Sunday messages on our webpage. And if you don't have a computer, we will put our messages on a CD and have someone deliver them or mail them to you. But if you want a CD, you need to call the church office and make those arrangements with Charlie. So we just don't want you to think that we don't care about you, but we are thinking of you, even though we cannot gather together here at the church. Moving on. Uncertainty, unknowns, and changes are nothing new in life. What we are experiencing with the coronavirus is unprecedented to all of us. To be socially distant from one another is not who we are as a church, is it? You know, there's no handshakes, no hugs, no touching. You know, and that's just not the norm for us. I really don't have a sermon today per se, but I do have some thoughts as I think about what all of us are dealing with. So I hope this will be helpful for those of you that are listening. 1 Peter 5, 7 says, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." Now, anxiety can give you high blood pressure, but we are to cast or to throw anxiety away from us or to let go of it and to give all of our anxiety to Jesus because he cares for you. What kinds of anxiety have you been dealing with this week? Cabin fever? Loss of a job? Uncertainty of a job? No school and your kids are just driving you bonkers? How about grocery bills or just bills in general? The stock market is taking a huge nosedive. So there are fears of all kinds. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Those are good words for us today. Some more good words come from Isaiah 41, verse 10. It says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Fear is so easy to give in to. So is worry. It's easy for us to worry about a lot of different things, but fear and worry is the opposite of faith. Unless it comes to fearing the Lord, that's a good thing, to fear the Lord. Because to fear the Lord means to respect Him and to obey and to follow Him. But Isaiah instructs us to not fear or to be dismayed, for God is with us. We are not alone, so why fear? I can remember as a young kid, when a thunderstorm outside, I would crawl underneath the kitchen table because my parents were playing cards. And I'm going, as if crawling under a table is going to give you shelter. But I felt safe there because I could at least touch my dad's legs or my mom's legs and thinking that everything was going to be okay. It's kind of that way with God as well, that we know that we're not left alone. We crawl under the table, we hold on to Him, we touch Him, even in times when we have a lot of anxiety or we may be fearful of a lot of different things. When we are weak, God promises to strengthen and to come close to us. If that is your case today, I pray that you'd be able to do that, that you would come close to the Lord and talk to Him. And if you feel weak, He is strong. Another Bible verse that I think of is one we find in our church sanctuary on the wall. Maybe you haven't even noticed it for a long time, but it's there on the front. It says Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Look at all the uncertainties that the Israelites faced when they left Egypt. The Red Sea was in front of them, and the dust of Pharaoh's army was creeping up behind them. And how did that turn out? The parting of the Red Sea for the Israelites took place so that they could cross over to the other side. And Pharaoh's army, as they went across or tried to go across the Red Sea, the Lord allowed the waves to come back together, and it drowned the enemies of the Israelites. God always provides when we trust in Him. Do you suppose we can trust God in times like today? I believe that we can. In conclusion, which means we're coming to the end, look to see if the person next to you is still awake or sleeping. Or maybe you're sleeping. Wake up! My heart goes out to those who are affected in not having a job due to the closing of their places of work. My heart goes out to those who have been tested for the coronavirus and they've received positive results. My heart goes out to the families who have a loved one going through the suffering, probably not only of the coronavirus, but of any other kind of health issues that are taking place that has changed their lives today. And for those who are grieving after a funeral, it can be the result of a coronavirus or just a loved one that they know of that has passed, and we're not expecting that. This is a time for us to seek God and to turn to Him in prayer. May we exercise our faith and turn our hearts to God for real. Not just to do it because it's a time of uncertainty, but that we honestly turn our hearts to God for real. Let us trust in the Lord with all of our hearts, and lean not on our own understanding, but acknowledge that we need God's help in combating this coronavirus. He needs to come and intervene and show mercy. We just ask for His mercy in this time that we live in. God is still in control. Don't lose sight of that. So when life gets crazy, scary, or is full of anxiety or worry, we can still trust and lean on God. He is our Emmanuel, which means that He is with us. So cast all your cares on Jesus Christ today and every day, because He cares for you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, You can handle all of our anxieties and our fears and our uncertainties. And we just look to You today because we know that this is the best place for us to look and to come to. We feel so small in the light of all that is going on. And sometimes we might even ask ourselves, does God even care about my prayers? Well, Lord, let me assure everyone that our prayers are important to God all the time. And He does hear us. And so may You be with Harbor of Joy church family and anyone else who may be listening to this message today. That we have a God who never leaves us and will never forsake us, but is always here to help us because He's a good God. We don't know what the Lord is up to, but what is taking place in our country as well as around the world in this pandemic. But we know that whatever He has in mind, it's always for our good. And so, Lord, help us to keep the faith, keep trusting, and to keep the Lord in front of us at all times. May You use us, Lord, to those that we come into contact with or who may call us that are fearful or who are worrying about different things. May we strengthen them because of Your word and who You are, not because of who we are. It's all about You, not about me or anyone else. And so, Lord, we are grateful that we can come together in this way. We've got cell phones, we've got iPads, we've got email. There's still ways in which we can see each other and way we can hear one another's voices. And we are grateful for this, even though it's a small thing, but yet it's a huge thing. Keep us close to You, Lord, during this time, and may we anticipate the joys that we will share together when we're able to come together in the days ahead. This too shall pass. We give You the glory, and we thank You for who You are. In Jesus' name. So let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. It'd be nice to have Bob Floss play something and sing a song for us right now, but that's not possible. But may you hum the tune that is in your heart today, or what God has placed in your heart today, and keep your eyes on Him. So have a good day. Go and serve the Lord however you wish. Until we meet again, stay tuned. We'll talk to you again on Wednesday.